Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 246, entitled, We Are Commanded to Be Rooted in Jesus. As we delve into chapter 28 for this post and chapter 29 for the next, it is integral to understand why it is important to be rooted in Jesus. Why we are commanded to worship and celebrate Him. As we come into crucial times, our lives must remain steadfast in His Word, hiding His profound wisdom in our hearts, that we may not sin against Him. While sitting here with the Holy Spirit, I am being guided to give you several synonyms for being rooted. Please meditate on these, allowing them to facilitate you in the knowledge and discernment of the Lord. Firmly established, ingrained, fixed, deep-seated, entrenched, implanted, inherent, inborn, based, grounded, settled, anchored, lifelong. There are more synonyms that apply, and I reiterate the magnitude of importance as we go through the next two chapters. So relevant for the times to come that these laws are established throughout His Word. People are overworking themselves, coveting money and the need to be seen and worshiped and accepted as that one, craving to feel important, worshiping others and putting them on pedestals. As I sit here, I am given the revelation of why God commanded us to rest in Him. To keep His Sabbaths, knowing that He will provide. The importance of being content and fulfilled in this life. Many are expending all of their time chasing and coveting the world, which will perish in fire. Ignoring what is most important, as they are consumed in the flesh. That is to establish a personal and intimate relationship in Him throughout our lives and into eternity. As we begin, pay attention to the depths of the worship, including how often, even how many times in one day. Because as fragile flesh, we wrestle against principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, for which we are no match. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the Israelites and say to them, you shall be careful to present to the Lord every day 2 male lambs 1 year old without blemish as a continual burnt offering. You shall offer 1 lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of finely milled flour as a grain offering, mixed with a fourth of a hin of pressed oil. Numbers chapter 28, verses 1 through 5 of the Amplified Version. We are commanded to worship Him daily, setting aside time at least twice daily with sincere worship that is pure. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I am encouraged to explain the significance of the beaten oil, signifying the presence and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, used to sanctify the anointed person or object. It is a continual burnt offering which was ordained on Mount Sinai as a sweet and soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Numbers chapter 28, verse 6 of the Amplified Version. A sweet savor and sacrifice more deeply explained as I researched this is essentially living a life so devoted and aligned with His will that it is like a delightful fragrance rising up to Him, signifying complete devotion and obedience. Its drink offering shall be a fourth of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place, you shall pour out a strong drink offering to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight as the grain offering of the morning, and as its drink offering, you shall offer it. An offering by fire, a sweet and soothing aroma to the Lord. Numbers chapter 28, verses 7 through 8 of the Amplified Version. Symbolically, fire is seen as a purifying force, representing the cleansing of sin. As they offer the sacrifice, they offer themselves wholly to God, atoning for their sins while establishing a right relationship with Him. Then on the Sabbath day, 2 male lambs, 1 year old, without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 through 10 of the Amplified Version. When our Heavenly Father commanded that no work be done on the Sabbath, it was to make room for additional worship, fellowship, and sacrifice to Him. And at the same time, we are admonished not to diminish our daily offerings. These cleansing and purification acts are cherished in His eyes. And we are even commanded to bring in every new month with even more abundant offerings. Then at the beginning of each of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old without blemish, and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering. For the 1 ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering of a sweet and soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Numbers chapter 28, verses 11 through 13 of the Amplified Version. The animals were to be without blemish or defect because they represented Jesus Christ, who was without sin, who is the perfect atonement for our sins, showing that the righteous substitute, Jesus Christ, is needed continually, who would one day be sacrificed for sinners. The priests, or the ones called by God to do so, would lay their hands on the animals on behalf of the entire congregation to identify with it in our unrighteous, sinful states. The Holy Spirit is giving revelation that we must renew and cleanse ourselves increasingly and exponentially, daily, weekly, monthly, semi-annually, and yearly throughout our lives. In times of commemoration and gratitude, while effectuating deepening connections. Marking pivotal events of the awesome and wonderful works of the Lord. The retelling and sharing of His blessings across generations. For introspection, reflection, and seeking a deeper connection and intimacy in Him. Seeking discernment of past, present, and future events and spiritual truths. As lives are being impacted by our enemy, Satan, stealthily across the entire world, for now. Their drink offerings shall be a half a hin of wine for a bull, and a third of a hin for a ram, and a fourth of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year, and one male goat as a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered with its drink offering in addition to the continual burnt offering. Numbers chapter 28, verses 14 through 15 of the Amplified Version. The drink offerings signify the complete surrender and joyful expression of offering our lives to God as a sacrifice, and a metaphor for the blood of Jesus being spilled on the cross. In my time with the Lord, I found two scriptures by Apostle Paul that confirms this. Number one, but even if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, for preaching the message of salvation, still I rejoice and share my joy with you all. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 of the Amplified Version. And number two, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 of the King James Version. This banquet is a proclamation of God's mercy and vengeance on behalf of His people and against His enemies. The Lord's Passover shall be on the 14th day of the first month of each year. There shall be a feast on the 15th day of this month. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no laborious work that day. But you shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old without blemish. For their grain offering, you shall offer fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, and 2/10 for the ram. You shall offer 1/10 of an ephah for each of the 7 male lambs and 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Numbers chapter 28, verses 16 through 22 of the Amplified Version. The grain offering had to be pure without leaven or honey, accompanied by oil and frankincense to symbolize celebration. The offering of grain symbolized the need to dedicate every aspect of life to God, including the labor of growing the grain. Did you get that? You shall present these in addition to the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. In this way, you shall present daily for 7 days the food offering by fire, a sweet and soothing aroma to the Lord. It shall be presented with its drink offering in addition to the continual burnt offering. Numbers chapter 28, verses 23 to 24 of the Amplified Version. I am led to revisit how it is our responsibility to replenish our oil. As I shared before, when God put His Spirit in Moses, He expected Moses to restore in himself what he used. Meditate from another example from Paul's life. Because of the surpassing greatness and extraordinary nature of the revelations which I received from God, for this reason, to keep me from thinking of myself as important, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment and harass me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. But He has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless to the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9a of the Amplified Version. Let's continue. On the 7th day, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no laborious work. Also, on the day of first fruits, when you offer a new grain offering to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no laborious work. You shall present the burnt offering as a sweet and soothing aroma to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs 1 year old, and their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, 1/10 for each one of the 7 male lambs, and 1 male goat to make an atonement for you. In addition to the continual burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall present them with their drink offerings. They shall be without blemish. Numbers chapter 28, verses 25 through 31 of the King James Version. As I close, even though these animals can have different meanings depending on context, here are appropriate definitions that I Googled fitting for these scriptures. And for those who love to call and think of themselves and others as goats, I want you to pay particular attention. The lamb represents Christ, often depicted as sacrificial, symbolizing innocence, gentleness, and purity. The ram represents wisdom, discernment, sacrifice, protection, and guidance. The bull represents hard work, burdens, and sacrifice. The goat often symbolizes stubbornness, rebellion, and disobedience. Explaining why the goats were being used to make an atonement for you. In all this, the key element is the willingness to sacrifice yourselves as you put Jesus first. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. John chapter 3, verses 30 to 32 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us. And because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, The Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Thibault. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.